Welcome to Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Graffanino. Batting second. The center fielder, Aaron Rowand. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos Lee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting sixth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Creed. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Royce Clayton. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Paul. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Wright. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Scott Hatberg. Batting third. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jermaine Dye. Batting sixth. The left fielder, David Justice. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Terrence Long. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Barry Zito. And now, play ball. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Graffanino hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Clayton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Konerko batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Konerko takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Creed hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Chavez strikes out. One out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Justice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clayton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Paul hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Graffanino is 0-for-1 in the game. Graffanino is called out on strikes. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rowand is 0-for-1 in the game. Rowand hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino misplays the ball. That's an error on Graffanino. Hernandez moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Durham moves to second. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. Tejada hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hernandez tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Athletics. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0-for-1 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dye is 0-for-1 in the game. Dye hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Hatberg moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Athletics. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0-for-1 in the game. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Rowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ordonez takes first base on ball 4. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Konerko is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Long is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Athletics. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Hatberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Tejada is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Creed is 0-for-1 in the game. Creed hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Clayton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Josh Paul batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Paul is 0-for-1 in the game. Paul hits a fly ball into left field. Justice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Paul settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dye is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rowand. Dye reaches second base with a double. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Justice is 0-for-2 in the game. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dye scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Long is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Long hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis moves to third. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Graffanino is 0-for-2 in the game. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rowand is 0-for-2 in the game. Rowand bunts towards second. Ellis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ellis. Graffanino moves to third. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Justice. Lee reaches second base with a double. Graffanino scores. Rowand moves to third. It's 7-2, Athletics. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ordonez is called out on strikes. 1 out. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Konerko hits a fly ball into center field. Long settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rowan tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 7-3, Athletics. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Chad Bradford now pitching. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 2 in the game. Creed is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Matt Ginter now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatberg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tejada is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Graffanino fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clayton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Clayton is called out on strikes. 1 out. Josh Paul is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Paul is 0 for 2 in the game. Paul hits a pop-up towards first. Hatberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tony Graffanino is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Graffanino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Graffanino takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rowand is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jermaine Dye is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dye is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Dye hits a ball on the ground towards third. Creed fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 3 in the game. Justice strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Burns now playing left field. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Lee hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ordonez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dye. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Konerko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ordonez moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jose Valentin pinch hits for Joe Creed. Ricardo Rincon now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Valentin now playing third base. Kelly Wunsch now pitching. Terrence Long is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Long is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Durham is 0 for 4 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hatberg is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Hatberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Durham moves to second. Antonio Osuna now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Tejada is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tejada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Koch now pitching. Royce Clayton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Clayton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clayton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Leifer pinch hits for Josh Paul. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hernandez for a passed ball. Clayton moves to second. Jeff Leifer is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leifer strikes out. One out. Tony Graffanino batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Graffanino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Graffanino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clayton moves to third. Two outs. Aaron Rowand is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rowand is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rowand hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clayton scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-4, Athletics. Carlos Lee is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lee is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Network Associates Coliseum in Oakland.